This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 8:07. It is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Currently 10 degrees above zero, exactly the same temperature we had yesterday. No, actually yesterday was 9 degrees. I strive for accuracy here. I strive for accuracy when it comes to our statistics here on the show. But 10 degrees above zero with no wind chill because the winds are very, very light at this point. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, in recent times, we've had issues with our Facebook stream. In fact, we are still having issues with our Facebook stream here this morning. For some unknown reason, and I don't know what it is, maybe Mark Zuckerberg just doesn't like me. I don't know. But we've had these issues in the first hour of the show where the Facebook stream is not working. And it's not working right now. And it's been, in recent times, starting up at 9 o'clock for the second hour. But we have good news. As this morning, as right now, we are now streaming this program on YouTube. And you have an opportunity now to go to youtube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO stream, and be able to see our show and be able to be part of the show that way. And I have put a link on the WXCO Facebook page to get straight there. Then you can subscribe to the channel and make sure that you're able to see it each and every day. So, again, go to our Facebook page right now. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page on the Facebook, and then you'll be able to see the posting I just put up with a link to our YouTube stream. And then when you get there, make sure you subscribe, because then you'll be able to not miss any of our programs. And I don't know if it's writing. I mean, it looks like there's a major delay on it. I mean, I don't. I know that we're going to have probably some hiccups here as well, but we want to be able to have more ways for you to connect with the program. Number one, you can always call or text us. In fact, as I have the YouTube stream up right now, and in fact, we are probably about 3 minutes behind on it. So if you watch on YouTube, you may have a three-minute, you can hear 3 minutes of what I just said and then catch up on it. But nevertheless, we'll see what happens here and go with it. So it's a good thing. That's what I'll say. It's a good thing that you can go to youtube.com and see our show. And hopefully we're going to be able to use our new WXCO channel on YouTube for different ways as well. Perhaps be able to use it in some imaginative ways to get content out there as well. I have to kind of think about that and delve into that a little bit. But again, if you go to my Facebook page, I have shared our WXCO Facebook posting as well, so you'll have a link to go see us at youtube.com. And again, subscribe, because then you'll get notifications about our show and you'll be able to see it that way as well. Coming up here on the program, we will be joined by Christine Daniels of the Good News Project. She joins us every first Wednesday of the month, but this month, the first Wednesday of the month was on New Year's Day, and we had a pre-recorded show that day, so did not have Christine on last week, so we're going to have her on today. She'll be with us coming up in the second hour of the program. Also, coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll let us know about continuous quiet weather here in north central Wisconsin. The temperatures are chilly, but that's to be expected this time of year when we hear about these major storms in the far south part of the country. In fact, going all the way down towards Dallas, Texas, some major winter storms hitting parts of the country, but continues to be very quiet around here. We'll get the details on what's going on around the country and around here with Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21. Also coming up, I haven't done this in a while. I don't know if I should be doing it, but doggone it, I'm going to do it because I got annoyed. I was just, flipping around the World Wide Web yesterday, and our friends from down the street are kind of trashing on the President of the United States again. And the gentleman who I've talked about previously put out a posting talking about Joe Biden. And number one, this person could not carry Joe Biden's luggage. I would use another term that's sports related, but I'm not going to go there this early in the morning. But this person, in terms of the kind of person that Joe Biden is compared to the kind of person that we've come to find out this person is, to be making remarks about the president is wrong. He calls Joe Biden a good person, but a terrible president. I don't know how you can judge Joe Biden as a terrible president when you look at the results. And I think there's some things that we need to kind of put into perspective. So I'm going to do that coming up a little bit later on in this hour. But before,
that's a very good idea.
before we continue, you just heard the voice. We're going to talk here for a moment to our in-studio producer, our in-studio engineer. Give a hearty good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning to you, Ian, as well.
Seems like our YouTube channel is streaming up pretty well so far.
Well, that's good to see. That's what we like, because
at least it's working.
I know. We've had so much frustration when it comes to the Facebook channel, and it's just nice to see it working.
Absolutely.
So again,
technology is always changing, and sometimes it can be difficult.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, we've had issues just being on the air. I mean, we've had those, it's like, and the thing is, at some point, we're going to have an issue again. In fact, just yesterday, we have our meetings for Civic Media, and we have information that goes back and forth from folks in Civic Media. One of our stations in the western part of the state was having some issues, and our incredibly talented engineering staff was heading over there to fix it up, and I know they did get it fixed up, but there's always something that goes wrong. In fact, recently, on our 1230 frequency, we have a transmitter for 1230 AM and a transmitter for 98.9 FM, and we had an issue where we had a part that went bad on our 1230 transmitter, so had to order it up, and we were off the air on 1230 for a number of days. And in fact, during the meeting yesterday that I had, we had the discussion, and I was, the person that is in charge of the Wisconsin Rapids station said, yeah, we had the exact same piece of equipment on our transmitter go down, and in fact they're right now at low power because of that while they wait for another piece of equipment to come in. So again, it just happens. You get frustrated. You don't want it to happen at the worst time. You don't want it to happen at a bad time.
Nope.
You don't want it to happen when there's something really big going on or something very important going on. You hope when it occurs it's sort of in a downtime, but it does happen, and I think everybody's gone through that kind of frustration from time to time as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the countdown in terms of your trip to Orlando?
I believe that it I believe it will be 11 days now. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was 12 days yesterday.
Yep. You're right. So exactly.
11 days until the big trip.
You haven't started packing yet, have you?
My dad and I are in the process of doing that. We're trying to figure out because we're flying down to Florida from the Milwaukee airport, and we're trying to get a good understanding of, you know, what you're not supposed to bring on the plane and what you are supposed to bring.
Yeah.
Airports are, you know, very picky about that, and we're just trying to make sure that we do it right and don't have to, you know, go through any unnecessary pat downs, hopefully not. But
they will trust you.
I've never flown a commercial airplane before. I've flown a small plane in Madison as part of a birthday present I got from my parents, but I've never flown a commercial before, so I'm a little nervous about that.
Nah, it'll be fine. I think I was probably around your age the first time that I flew. I did not fly at all till I was an adult, well into adulthood. I should try to remember exactly when it was, because it was not, I mean, late 20s, maybe early 30s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really had never, you know, done that. And I remember the first time I was gripping my chair very hard at that first time. Mm-hmm. And even today, I mean, I still get a little bit nervous on the takeoff and the landings. But for the most part, I find it to be exceptionally convenient. It's exceptionally nice. Safe. I mean, when you think about the number of flights that occur every single day, not just around the country, but around the world, and we do not hear, I mean, very, very rarely do we hear about, you know, a major airplane catastrophe. I mean, of course,
that should be the number of the day.
that could be. But it is really safe. I mean, it really is safer than driving. It's safer than perhaps even walking across the street. I mean, it really is amazing when you think about the incredible numbers of people that use airlines as a form of transportation each and every day, and we don't hear about it. Because, I mean, if we have, you know, there's going to be somebody here in central Wisconsin that has a fender bender today. But you're not going to hear about a fender bender up in the sky with an airplane.
Nope.
I did hear, actually, over the weekend, I shouldn't say this to you, but there was a close call. The Gonzaga men's basketball team was flying to a game, and they had a very close call. So once in a while, you do hear about a close call where a couple of airplanes get way too close to each other by accident. So
fingers crossed, I hope we can avoid
that. I think you'll be fine. The time is 8:18. Again, coming up, Christine Daniels a little bit later from the Good News Project. I'll be talking again about maybe a little pushback, because one of the nice things about having this venue is when you see something by the other folks that have a microphone in front of them, you can respond to it. I'm going to respond a little bit later on in this hour. But coming up next, it is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll be joining us straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCR.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us as well on our new WXCO YouTube channel. Yep, we are on YouTube now. We have not been on YouTube until now. There's been a Civic Media YouTube channel, but it was being used by somebody else here in the 8 o'clock hour. So I said, we need a YouTube channel. So now you can catch this program every morning here on our YouTube channel. And it's on right now. So again, check it out. I put a link on our Facebook page. Go to the 98.9 WXCO Facebook page. Look at the posting with the link to our YouTube channel as well. 10 degrees above zero right now in downtown Wausau. Some overcast conditions, but very calm conditions, so no wind chill at this point. And to talk a little bit about the weather, both here and around the country, where there's some rather interesting, you know, weather going on, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well. Hopefully you're feeling better as well.
I'm getting there. I'm amends. My voice may go in and out, or I may sniffle, but we're getting better.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there a lot lately. So it's just that time of year. A lot of folks around town, I've noticed as well, have been fighting this. It's just been this way for the last number of weeks. And again, it just shows how quickly things can get around, because it does. It really gets around fast.
Yeah, it does, especially after the holidays. I feel, you know, everyone's seeing everyone. But hey, we got this.
Absolutely. Well, again, another quiet start here in north central Wisconsin. We're hanging out below freezing. We've been below freezing for a little bit now, and it looks like we're going to stay below freezing for quite a while. But again, as we've talked about quite a bit, just really not a lot of precipitation, not a lot of severe weather. I mean, it means the driving conditions are good. For us, really, no reasons to complain unless, again, as we've talked about, you're an outdoorsman. But I mean, for in terms of the weather, very, very quiet.
Yes, we're actually lucky compared to the rest of the country. Right now in California, there's major wildfires, evacuations, winds gusting around 60 to 80 miles per hour, rapidly spreading those flames, scary situations on the West Coast. And then down south, Texas has a winter storm warning, which also extends into Arkansas as well. So Dallas, Fort Worth area, looking at a half of a foot of snowfall at minimum, and ice accumulations down south as well. So major systems are moving through the nation, but they are escaping us. We're missing a lot of it. So while it, yes, is cold and kind of dreary looking outside with the overcast skies still, we are so lucky to be sitting here with nothing going on at all. So yeah, temperatures right now at about 10 degrees. We'll only climb a few degrees, about 17 should be our high today. Winds remaining pretty calm. We could see a few flurries flying around this afternoon. Some lake effect snow far, far north by Lake Superior, putting down an inch or two, but not much. I don't even think the flurries are going to affect our driving today. And then as we go into tomorrow, we get a little boost in temperatures because that same exact system that I was talking about in Texas, well, it's got so much moisture and strength with it. It's kind of combining into a big one. And as it kind of heads towards the Midwest, what it's doing is flinging another low pressure system towards us in Wisconsin. So it's not the main storm itself, so we're not going to see crazy accumulations, but we will see some snowfall Thursday night and into possibly Friday morning. So that could put down a trace to about an inch maximum. Then we get a little break on Saturday, and then another system wants to hit on Sunday. And that one is kind of shifting around, but it definitely targets Wisconsin, bringing around 2 to 4 inches. So we could see up to about a half of a foot, maybe by the end of this weekend, but nothing near what everybody else is getting.
The quiet weather is lucky for us, but very unlucky for the snowmobilers and the skiers. I think they have to probably go to Minnesota in order to take advantage of the snow.
You know,
snow,
I was thinking
right?
that. Yeah, I was thinking that. I went up to Minnesota. They don't have much snow either. It's really, you got to find that lake effect. If you are an outdoor enthusiast and seeking that snow, go to where the lake effect is. I would say Hurley, Ironwood area, or the other side, Michigan.
And also, you mentioned the fact the ice storms. That's one of the things that really causes damage, even probably more than the snowstorms, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ice is terrible. I mean, you think about it's freezing on branches. It's freezing on power lines. It's shutting your power off. And then you're sitting there in these cold temperatures with no heat. And that's just staying at home. Of course, the roads are icy and slippery and slick, and you're trying to walk around on sidewalks. Dangerous, dangerous situations, and especially for areas down south that don't even know how to handle that. I mean, we're used to it, right? We get a couple of punches of those, but they don't.
Well, what are the details here? Is it middle of the work week? We're getting closer towards the weekend. What can we expect weather-wise here in the Wausau area?
Absolutely. So highs today reaching 17 degrees. It'll actually feel like that. A few flurries flying around, mostly cloudy today. And then a little warmer tomorrow. Highs reach the mid-20s. We could see some light snow moving in by the afternoon, ramping up a little bit in the evening, putting down about a half an inch. Inch would be the maximum. That system kicks on out of here. It'll be mostly cloudy for our Friday. Highs at about 25 degrees. And then Saturday, we slide a little bit cooler, down to about 20. It'll be mostly sunny, bright and beautiful. So the best day of the weekend to get outside and enjoy. And then Sunday, that system bringing some snowfall, about 2 to 4 inches is what we should plan for. We'll, of course, fine-tune that forecast for you as we get closer. But highs on Sunday at about 22 degrees.
All right. Well, again, those folks who are waiting for the snow, just significant snow, I guess you should say, a little bit, but a significant snow is just going to have to wait.
Yep.
Okay. Brittany, thanks again for all the information. Have yourself a terrific Wednesday. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye. Have a good day, guys.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. All right, now in downtown Wausau, again, overcast skies, temperature of 10 degrees above zero. The winds are very light, northwest at 3 miles per hour, so no wind chill factor to report. Dew point of 2, relative humidity of 69%, and the barometer at 30.29 inches. Visibility of 10 miles as well. Coming up, we are going to respond. There's so many things. What I'm going to respond to in terms of the gentleman down the street who has a microphone in front of him is his slamming of the president giving an award to Liz Cheney. I think I have to explain a little bit something to this gentleman because he doesn't get it. That's coming up after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. It's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself as we talk high school sports, looking at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. At 6:25, it's our coach guest for this week, as we are joined by DC Everest head hockey coach Dan Vanslyke. The Evergreens off to a good start this season in the top half of the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings. Then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from Wausau East, senior guard Jaden Garrett. Garrett has helped the Lumberjacks to an outstanding start this season as they battle at the top of the conference standings. Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, we are now on YouTube. Again, you can go to YouTube.com. You can go to our Facebook page as well. I had a link, a direct link. You click on it, you can take us right to the WXCO Facebook page where we are streaming on YouTube. Hopefully, it can start a conversation as well. In fact, we got a comment from Tony Zimmerman. Thanks, Tony, for tuning in. It says, welcome to YouTube. And that's exactly right. And we're
Thank you, Tony. Very nice.
Yeah, we're hoping to you know, use this very effectively, our own WXCO YouTube channel. So, again, we've had so many issues with Facebook and their stream recently. Yep. It's just been incredibly frustrating for some reason. Again, I have no idea why. The first hour is not working, and then the second hour works. And, I mean, that's silly. I mean, people can't wait for the second hour to be able to see it. So, from now on, if you want to check us out, we'll always be on YouTube as well. So, again, but you can also tune in on 98.9 and 1230. WXCO.fm for a live stream on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded the app, what are you waiting for? And also mobile devices like the TuneIn Radio app by searching WXCO. You can be part of the show by calling or texting as well. You can make those comments on YouTube, but we'll see them. But 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If you have a question or a comment, you can use that number to call us or text us. The number is exactly the same. So 715-382-9297. Just heard a promo tonight. We'll be back at it right here in the studio from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about what's going on. Very exciting times as we get into 2025 with high school basketball and hockey. The conference races starting to heat up. Plus, every week we have a coach guest and a student athlete guest. And tonight our coach guest will be from DC Everest Hockey, Dan Van Slyke. Evergreen's 10-5 overall. They defeated Rhinelander 4-0 last night. They're 3-2 in third place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. So we will have Dan Van Slyke joining us coming up at 6:25 tonight, and then at 7:06, our student athlete guest for this evening from Wausau East and their boys basketball team. I think now they're 12-1 after another win last night. They defeated Wisconsin Rapids and off to a high-flying start, getting ready for a big one against Wausau West on Friday. From the Lumberjacks, we'll talk to Jaden Garrett, one of their senior guards. So Dan Van Slyke at 6:25, Jaden Garrett at 7:06. All part of the Big High School Sports Show tonight, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And I'll see if I can't get it on Facebook, get it on YouTube as well. We have to figure that out. We gotta get that show on the video stream. Hopefully we'll be able to figure it out by tonight, or else get it done very, very soon.
You never know.
All right. I'm going to start this conversation because I'm going to respond to a commentary made by Mr. Chris Conley. And I know the lawyers are out there listening. No, well, just want to make sure you guys are okay with it from Midwest Communications. But I got to respond to this because one of the things that is nice about this radio station in the last couple of years is because for decades before, here in the Wausau area, you had political talk, political commentary from one perspective, and that was over on WSAU and their far right point of view, led by people like Chris Conley and Meg Ellefson and others on that radio station. And then the rest of the day, they put on nationally syndicated programming from loudmouths on the far right of the political spectrum. Excuse me. But I want to start off by, before talking about his specific commentary, read something to you. The Constitution of the United States, and those on the far right, they like to talk about being, you know, originalist and being faithful to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution provides that an oath-breaking insurrectionist is ineligible to be president. There's no gray area there. It is black and white. If you're going to follow the Constitution of the United States, an oath-breaking insurrectionist is not eligible to be president. It is the plain wording of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Quote, no person shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. End quote.
It's right there in black and white. Well, if you don't believe us, you can look it up for yourselves.
Disqualification is based on insurrection against the Constitution and not the government. The evidence of Donald Trump's engaging in such insurrection is overwhelming. The matter has been decided in three separate forums, two of which were fully contested with the active participation of Trump's counsel. The first fully contested proceeding was Trump's second impeachment trial. On January 13, 2021, then-President Trump was impeached for incitement of insurrection. In a trial in the Senate, seven Republicans joined all Democrats to provide a majority for conviction but failed to reach the two-thirds vote required for removal from office. Inciting insurrection encompasses engaging in insurrection against the Constitution or giving aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. The grounds for disqualification specified in Section 3 of that Constitution. The second contested proceeding was the Colorado 5-day judicial due process hearing, where the court found by clear and convincing evidence that President Trump engaged in insurrection, as those terms are used in Section 3. The Colorado Supreme Court affirmed. On further appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, the court, stacked with Trump appointees and stacked with Trump loyalists, held that the states lack power to disqualify candidates for federal office and that federal legislation was required to enforce Section 3. That's garbage, but that's a whole different discussion. The court did not address the finding that Trump had engaged in insurrection. They did not say that Trump did not engage in insurrection. They just said that the way the state went after it was the wrong way. And then finally, there is the bipartisan inquiry of the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. More than half of the witnesses whose testimony was displayed at its nine public hearings were Republicans, including members of the Trump administration. The inescapable conclusion of this evidence is that Trump engaged in insurrection against the Constitution. In particular, Trump unlawfully demanded that his Vice President Mike Pence throw out votes in the Electoral College for political opponent Joe Biden, a power he did not have. While the riot was in progress, Trump used Pence's rejection of his demand to further inflame the crowd and cause them to chant, "Hang Mike Pence." Some will argue, and I imagine the guy down the street would argue, that the Supreme Court decision in the Colorado case, Trump v. Anderson, precludes Congress from rejecting electoral votes when they convene on January the 6th on the basis of 14th Amendment disqualification. This view lacks merit for three reasons. First, the majority suggestion that there must be new implementing federal legislation passed pursuant to the enforcement power specified in the 14th Amendment is what lawyers call dicta. Dicta are the musings of an opinion that are not required to decide the case. The holding that Section 3 is not self-executing may be an alternate holding, but thoughts about the kind of implementing statute required are plain dicta. Dicta are not presidential. The four dissenters strenuously objected to this part of the opinion as overreach to decide the question not presented. This overreach is a power grab which Congress is not required to credit. Second, counting the Electoral College votes is a matter uniquely assigned to Congress by the Constitution. Under well-settled law, this fact deprives the Supreme Court of a voice in the matter because the rejection of the vote on constitutionally specified grounds is a non-reviewable political question. And third, specific legislation designed for this situation already exists. The Electoral Count Act was first enacted in 1887, later amended and restated in 2022. That statute provides a detailed mechanism for resolving disputes to the validity of Electoral College votes. So the idea that there has to be these continuing ideas that you have to do X, Y, and Z to pull an insurrectionist from the ballot and not allow an insurrectionist to get the electoral votes is garbage. But in the end, a couple of days ago, January the 6th, 2025, the United States Congress, they affirmed Donald J. Trump as the next president of the United States. But I just wanted to say that because I wanted to use that as a foundation in terms of what Chris Conley wrote this week in one of his commentaries concerning Joe Biden awarding the Presidential Citizens Medal to former Congressperson Liz Cheney. And Conley starts by saying this was a farcical move. And again, you can read Chris Conley's commentary at WSAU.com if you want to catch up on what Chris has been talking about. But he basically says that Liz Cheney is an anti-Democrat. That's the headline of his story. An anti-Democrat. Mm-hmm. Because she does not believe that Donald Trump should have been allowed on the presidential ballot. And she is not the only person that believes Donald Trump should not have been allowed on the presidential ballot. Mm-hmm. That's why I just went over what the 14th Amendment says and what the 14th Amendment is supposed to do.
Right.
It's supposed to keep insurrectionists off the ballot. It meant that in the aftermath of the Civil War, that those folks who served in the Confederate government and served in the Confederate Army and served as Confederates in the war that split this country in two could not come back after the country came back together, after the Union won the Civil War, and then become president of the United States or be on the ballot to be on the ballot in the southern states of the Union. So that was the foundation I wanted to lead into. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to give my pushback against what Mr. Conley said concerning whether Donald Trump should be president of the United States and whether or not Joe Biden made a farcical move in awarding Liz Cheney a Presidential Citizens Award. All right, so we're going to get into that coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also join us and comment on our YouTube stream, brand new YouTube stream on 98.9 WXCO's YouTube channel. I wanted to respond to a commentary made by WSAU's Chris Conley, because I just went in the last segment. I explained that anybody that truly is a constitutionalist who believes in the Constitution of the United States of America, it's a black and white position. And whether or not Donald Trump had some friends in the courts or people that just don't care enough to actually implement the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that says an insurrectionist is ineligible to be president of the United States. Well, one of the people that said that Donald Trump is ineligible and should not be allowed on the ballot to become president of the United States was Liz Cheney. And this past weekend, Liz Cheney received the Presidential Citizens Medal from President Joe Biden. And in a new commentary yesterday that Connelly put out, he said that Cheney, who is he calls her an anti-Democrat and calls the idea of Biden awarding that medal to Cheney farcical. And he talks about how Liz Cheney, in his position, the position that she had, is that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the presidential ballot. And because of this, Connelly says that Liz Cheney is anti-democratic. I would say that based on what he's written here, he is anti-Constitution. And these folks, they love to say that they are true believers in the Constitution. In her world, he says, this is again from his commentary at WSAU.com, says the person who got more votes than anyone else in last November's election would not have been a choice for the 77.3 million people who voted for him. That's exactly right, Chris. In the Constitution of the United States of America, if this country had the guts to actually follow it, it doesn't matter how popular Donald Trump is, or not how popular is, or how unpopular. It doesn't matter one way or the other. If you are an insurrectionist, you are ineligible to be on the ballot to be president of the United States. How difficult is that to understand? In the end, he was on the ballot. In the end, he got the votes. In the end, he's been elected. I'm not going to argue that it didn't happen. It did happen. It shouldn't have happened. We have seen other countries actually stand up to undemocratic moves by their leaders. But this country doesn't do that because we have a political party that is so under the foot of Donald Trump that they have no courage to do it. You have these billionaires who just get on their knees to give him more and more money out of fear. But it doesn't make the idea that he is not an insurrectionist anymore true. He is. He led the insurrection against this country 4 years and 2 days ago. So the idea that Liz Cheney is anti-democratic is farcical, Mr. Connelly. And the last thing you put in this that made me chuckle.
Oh, boy.
The last line of his commentary about the anti-democratic Liz Cheney. Mr. Connelly, who again, in the past year and a half, has twice been put behind bars and charged with domestic abuse. So, obviously, has his own issues to worry about. And to be fair, those charges ultimately were dropped. So I'll be fair about that. But the last line in his commentary concerning Liz Cheney and her more than legally, I guess, has the force of the law behind it of Donald Trump being an insurrectionist and not being eligible to be president of the United States. His last line was, "I will never be honored with the Presidential Citizens Medal. If offered, I'd refuse it." Liz Cheney's view of democracy is more suited for Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran than Washington. Enjoy your medal. Number one.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Number one. Based on your record, Chris, you would not be offered a presidential. Well, I shouldn't say that. Based on his record, maybe Donald Trump would offer it to him because he likes to offer people that have plenty of issues in their background, either medals or positions within his government. So I shouldn't say that. He could very well be offered it from Mr. Trump coming up in the next number of weeks. But the idea that Liz Cheney's view of democracy is more suited for Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran than Washington is garbage because it's actually the exact flip. If you truly believe in the Constitution, you would stand with Liz Cheney and others who say an insurrectionist should never have been on the ballot.
Can't believe you.
So you can
that's just,
you can read all about it at WSAU.com.
That's so low, just what he said.
The time is 8:58. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we'll be joined by Christine Daniels from the Good News Project coming up at 9:34. Coming up next, it's an information update. We'll find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.